them, you would be like, wow, this kid, his offensive line is not as athletic as some of my of these other guys have. In general, his team is not as and what he's doing with that team. And you got to credit the coaching staff, too. But Tommy Morneau, I mean, he deserves, you know, usually first-team all-conference goes to the team that wins the conference, all the 8-1 team, they won. You know, they need to give this kid a second-team or honorable mention credit as a junior. I mean, I know it's early in the season, but I mean, Bad Axe is 3-2,
and they're 2 points away.
2 points away from being 4-1, and everyone, all they got blown out by Harbor Beach. You can't look into that game. Harbor Beach is kind of at a lot higher level than a lot of other teams. But if you look at the other teams, I mean, that Marlette game could end up being huge. If you look at the remainder of their schedule,
they're home against Reese next week, which will actually be on WLW Sports.
And I would project Bad Axe to win that game handily. The way Reese is playing, I would not be surprised if Bad Axe won that team by 20-plus points.
Well, using the transitive theory I learned in geometry, Bad Axe beat USA 40-6.
Exactly.
USA beat Reese 8-6.
Yeah, so Bad Axe should beat Reese handily.
We'll see.
It's at home.
And that game will be on the radio on WLW Sports next week. Unfortunately, our crew is off. I have a few events that need to take place in East Lansing next week. So our crew is off, but we will have that game on the radio for you next week. Then they go into the showdown. Whoever would have thought this would be the showdown of the year. Bad Axe travels to Lakers October 10th.
Yeah, both probably be undefeated in the conference. And Bad Axe will probably be, you know, they'll be probably 4-2 going into that game, but they'll be 4-0 or 3-0 in conference play. I think, you know, if I were to look at the remainder of Bad Axe's schedule, I do think at Lakers is a loss for Bad Axe. I think Lakers just is too good of a team, you know, for you know, Bad Axe is, I guess you'd say, a Cinderella, but I think they're too good of a team. But I don't think Lakers just blows out Bad Axe. I think they win.
I think their front line would be able to contain.
That's the thing. Morneau's going to get contained because it's going to be like tonight. You know, he's a real athletic quarterback. When you're under that much pressure, you just can't win a game.
There's only so much you can do. But that's 2 weeks down the road. Yep. Then they host Vassar.
Then they host Vassar.
At Ubley.
And they're at Ubley.
Now, we'll see how the cards fall. They only need three more victories.
If you look at those games, you know, I think they can beat Ubley. The Vassar one's going to be the decider. They're probably going to beat Reese. You know, in my opinion, they're probably going to lose the Lakers. So then they're going to be, you know, at the final games, they're going to be 4-3 going into the final two games. Well, you got Ubley and you got Vassar. Ubley's a winnable game that takes you to 5-4. They're not going to put Bad Axe in playoffs at 5-4, probably because of where they play and because of their schedule. You know, I would hope they would, but I think they really need to win six games to get in, just because six games guarantees it. And it's going to be the big thing is at home, if they can beat Vassar, that's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be like that Cass City game. It's going to be really high scoring because you got two athletic quarterbacks. It's going to be like a 42-35, 48-42 type game. But, yeah, Bad Axe, I mean, it's
– we'll see what happens.
The sky's the limit.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be a great journey regardless. And just for the sake of the media roundtable, Dave and Mike both chose Vassar to win this game. Dave by 6 points, Mike by 7 points. Paul Adams picked Lakers to win by 6 points, 26-20. Obviously, we're all way off. But regardless, Lakers comes home with the victory, and Paul Adams will secure the victory. He's now tied at 2 apiece with Mr. Dave Hansen and Paul Adams at the media round table. Be sure to listen into The Strong Side this Sunday as we recap more. And it sounds like Paul Adams is confirmed to be in studio with me on Sunday, and it sounds like we will have Mike Meiserman to check some more schedules as the weekend progresses here. Tonight's game with WLW Sports is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Molly Quinn of Sandusky in Richmond, Randy's Honey Center of Bad Axe, more Motor Sales of Carroll, Agar Valley Services, DS Services of Cass City, Pigeon IGA, B&D Heating and Cooling and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, and Bill Lukowski of Ameriprise. This game broadcast was a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any forms, including reproduction or distribution on the Internet, without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. Michael Meiserner, final thoughts from tonight.
Well, like I said, I think it confirms that Lakers is the best team in the West, but, you know, Vassar's still got, if you look at the remainder of their schedule, they got to win some games yet to secure playoffs. You know, they're kind of in a bind right now. They had two big losses to Harbor Beach and the Lakers, but those are, in my opinion, the best team in the East and best team in the West. So they need to shake those off, and they need to come out with some wins. And like I said, a 5-4 Greater Thumb team, I don't know if they make playoffs. A lot of these teams need to get 6 wins, you know, and Vassar already has 2 losses, so they've only got 1 more they can give up. But, you know, great win for Lakers. It's good to see Lakers back to the program it used to be.
That will do it for tonight here on WLAW Sports. Our broadcast team here from Vassar, Michigan. Our director of sports information, Doug Cole, doing a spectacular job. You can see his stats in the Huron Daily Tribune. Kayla Carson, director of social media and media relations. Happy birthday this Sunday to her. Filling in for Dave Hansen, doing a wonderful and outstanding job. Dave better be scared. Mike Meisner, in-game analysis. I'm Clark Ramsey, director and producer and host of this broadcast. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake. And like we said, we will be broadcasting the Bad Axe Reese game this coming Friday on WLEW Sports. Listen to The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. Until next time, so long.
Sleep.